and he's pushed the loaded book cart and replaced Suzanne Summers and Gwyneth Paltrow in the diet and exercise section. Trembling patrons pay late fees promptly when he stands by the circulation desk. A few parents complain their teenager...
It's 5 o'clock. Yay! Welcome everybody to the Joke Workshop here on MutinyRadio.fm and .sf. It is different today. Usually we're from 6 to 8 every Monday, but we started early at 5 so that we can fit more comedians in. And then at 6 o'clock, well, we're going to continue. And at 7, there's a special Joke Workshop with Marty Cunney, who's going to be running that, and that will be fantastic. So we've got live programming here for you all night until 8 o'clock. And so for those of you that don't know how the Joke Workshop works, they're four-minute sets. At 3 minutes, you'll hear a horn. That means wrap it up. You got a minute left. And then after that, we have a microphone up in the front, and we have some back here for people to give burning critique and help. So like if you hear something, if you're like, oh, I have to tell them that tag, then absolutely tell them that tag, and we're going to fit everybody in here in the next 2 hours. It's going to be great. All right, then we'll see if I can remember where everybody's from in the world. Your first comedian to... Oh, the other thing about the Joke Workshop, you know, make the bread taste good when you feed them this shit sandwich. You know, nice toasty brioche bun on top. Put the shit in the middle and then make it into a nice little sandwich. Your first comedian is all the way from Knoxville, Tennessee. Clap your hands together for Mason Guidry.
Hey, everybody. Thank you, Pam. My name's Mason, but I've also been told that I look like what if Jesus came back as a millennial. Like if he was resurrected in Seattle or someplace like that. Like, if they pushed the stone to the side, I'd probably just come out on a Lime scooter, you know? And I've also been told I look like I work at Whole Foods, mostly by people at Whole Foods. I always tell them the only thing I've worked at close to that's, like, a Dollar General. Like, a Dollar General is like a Whole Foods that has, like, a pill problem, you know what I'm saying? Like, picture a Whole Foods that's capable of stealing a prescription pad, and y'all got it. That's a Dollar General. But, yeah, Dollar General's an interesting place to work. Like, I worked at one that a lady gave birth in. It's pretty crazy. I thought she was going to summon some sort of white trash antichrist. Like, y'all should have seen a cloud formed above the Dollar General. Kid Rock's Ball with the Ball started playing. Started raining Mountain Dew. I was terrified. I was like, code red, y'all. I don't know. I've been working on this one. I watched this interview of that guy Tyler Perry. He is a hero of mine. He is so influential, and everybody watches Tyler Perry, right? I think everybody besides, like, conspiracy people, you know? Like QAnons or something. But I don't think they'd go see Madea Takes the Capitol, right? Yeah, I don't think so. She's climbing up the wall like, hello, Nancy Pelosi! She's just shitting on the desk, I don't know. We're working on shit. It's a quiet room. Quiet room. Because I'm first. Y'all all just like learned out from the last one. Eric, can you do a lot of January 6th bits in colleges?
Depends on school.
All right. Tennessee schools, you can. Tennessee school. They're like, I was there, dude. I was there. I don't know. I've been traveling for comedy lately. It's been fun. I got to go to Kentucky, which was kind of interesting. I got to do two shows for All Cops. That's the reaction I usually like. Because I get a lot of reactions when I say that. You wouldn't be surprised. Sometimes get a, woo! Now I'm just like, hell yeah, dude. Yeah, fuck yeah. Blue lives, right? Fuck. Guys work at Best Buy, right? That's whatever doesn't get me shot. That's what I'm saying. You know, I can spin on a dime in a my opinion is up for purchase and just like really like y'all can convince me to say anything. I don't know. I got to go to L.A. to do comedy not long ago, and then I got to go to Ohio after. Cool thing about doing comedy, because you get to travel around and see places that are drastically more impressive than each other. But I can't, like, hate on Ohio, because, like, it's not a competition. In California, every time I've been here, I've gotten mushrooms for free. And then when I was in Ohio, they showed me tartar sauce on hamburgers. I mean, it wasn't bad, though. It's like a fisherman's mayo. Y'all should try it. All right, is that my time? Okay, cool. I've also been told my glasses make me look like dirty Harry Potter. Like, maybe the wizard that sold all the other wizards weed, you know? Didn't make it all the years at Hogwarts. They were like, around year five, I stopped showing up. Everybody was like, where is he going off to? I don't know. I think he works at the Walmart in Diagon Alley now. You know, the only place in Diagon Alley where you can buy a wand and a gun? Yeah. Because J.K. left that part of the book out. The only way to stop a bad wizard with a wand is a good wizard with a gun. That's the southern version, though. We only have one book in the south. Baby Voldemort shows up and Baby Harry's like, cute stick, pussy. Yeah, that's it. I think that's about my time, right? That was 45 seconds-ish? Yeah, perfect.
Mason Guidry, everyone. That was great. That Harry Potter material is fantastic. And I'd open with that all the time. Hey, one little thing, though. You're from the South, and you mentioned wizard. I mean, you could have a KKK joke in there somewhere.
Right.
I mean, you mentioned wizard.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the one thing I would say. But that stuff, it was great.
Awesome.
And then, that January 6th stuff, that's gold out here.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're just like, you know someone, what? Rufus. Clap your hands. Does anyone have any burning comments? There's a microphone. No burning comments. Well, then clap your hands in a wild slappy-like motion for Mason Guidry. Yay. Have fun at Mean Dave's show. It's always an incredible turnout. He's fantastic. Well, you know him, so there you go. Yay. So the way that we did this, which is kind of weird, is I had everybody online sort of like sign up. And so I kind of know who's here sort of and not sort of. And so we'll like mad dog each other for stuff. Do you want to like Rosham? Angela, does anyone have any burning desire to go next? Do you want to like, or you all? Hey, okay. Put your hands, Rebecca Kennedy. Oh, okay. Well, put your hands together, everybody, for Rebecca. Yay.
It's like, anybody want to go next? What? Stage time? Me? Oh, okay. All right. Hi. My name's Rebecca Ward. You probably know my parents, maternity and psychiatric. You know, I was a little bit worried about being here tonight. This lighting doesn't make my breasts look big, does it? Okay, I'll tell you a little about myself. I'm part Indian. I'm part Indian, but my husband isn't. So every time we play Monopoly, he tries to get me drunk and steal my properties a little bit at a time. Hate that. I should say ex-husband. We got divorced. He works for Evil Comcast. And I told him he needs to tell people he works for Halliburton so they don't hate him as much as working for Comcast. But we had three boys. I'm a mom. All three of my boys weighed more than 9 pounds each when they were born. And kids have no idea what pain is like. My son came to me and said, Mom, I got a splinter in my thumb. You ever felt anything as painful as a splinter in your thumb? And I was like, was it a 9 pound, 8 ounce splinter? Was it 11 days late coming out of you? You spend 3 hours trying to push it out of you? No? Okay. You ever think of something really funny and you're the only one that thinks it's funny? Nobody else does. I call that my act. So I was wondering today, do you suppose anybody at NASA has ever been fired for staring off into space? Do you think people in Foster City ever go outside and yell, you're not my real city? I was riding the bus, and I always keep my Clipper card in my bra. You never know what you're going to find in my bra. But when I was on the 38 Geary, and it was so crowded, I felt like I was getting a mammogram from the Clipper card machine. It was awful. You know? So I've been trying to work off the baby weight from 30 years ago. And I've been going to the gym, and the instructor says stuff like, I want everyone to touch your toes and straighten your knees. And I'm like, make up your mind. I'm not doing both. So who thinks I'm stupid is my car mechanic. He told me I need to rotate my tires. And I'm like, they do it all by themselves while I'm driving. Blah. In most comedy shows I go to, I look at the lineup. And I think it's really great to see guys getting into comedy, don't you? I think we need to support it. Come on, guys getting into comedy. Come on, let's support them. They're trying really hard. Be nice to them, okay? Let's do that. I'm so happy I'm not wearing my high heels. I hate wearing high heels. I call them ow heels because you walk down the street going, ow, ow, ow. I'm on a date. They hurt. Ow, ow, ow. You know, high heels, do you think a guy would put his foot in something like that just to get laid? Yeah, I know it's a stupid question. A guy would put his foot in a bear trap to get laid. I think we all know that. So I was actually having coffee over that way, a couple of doors down. I love my coffee. I'm such a coffee addict. I had to go to Coffee Drinkers Anonymous, and they had an open wine bar in the back. It was weird. But I like my coffee like I like my men. I finish them off in the bathroom at Starbucks. Anyway, I've been Rebecca Ward. Thank you.
Keep your hands clapping for Rebecca Ward. That was her first time here. That was great. Hi, Gary. Surprise. Sweet. Well, Emma or Dominic, you want to Rosham to see who goes next? Put your hands together, everybody, for Emma Brennan.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for that warm, warm welcome. I will address what you guys are thinking. Why is there a child here? I get it. No, I understand. I was born in the year 2000. Which, yes, from that expression, I get it. There's like a lot of ongoing stigma, I feel like, around the year 2000. I'm a full-grown adult, but everyone was supposed to die. So when I say that I was born that year, everyone's just like, what the fuck? My parents were also like, what the fuck? They were like, we could have had an abortion like 6 months ago. Everyone said the world was going to end. Y2K and all. Now they're here with a kid. They're very proud of me, very proud. But I am an adult. I do like adult things. I really like smoking weed. That's my favorite. You guys are weed smokers, right? That was the least enthusiastic reaction to weed I've ever heard in my life. You guys get these goodie bags. If you guys don't like the weed Pam gave you, I will take it all. I will smoke it all. I will forget everything I'm supposed to be saying. I will be dropping everything left and right. I love weed. I love that shit. But yeah, I'm an adult. I like to do adult things. I like to travel. Anyone else a big traveler out here? Woo. I just, I love the things you learn when traveling, you know? Like I was in a bar once out in Scotland and I overheard a conversation at the table next to me. And these people, they were talking. And I was like, wow, there's like groups out there that there's racism against that I've never heard racism against before. And they were complaining. They were like, oh my gosh, these Kiwis, they're so lazy. And I was like, yeah, they're not the most flavorful fruit, but you know, I feel like they're trying their best. I was in Amsterdam recently. Anyone been to Amsterdam before? Yeah. How'd you like Amsterdam? Both of you guys, you're up in Amsterdam. You guys love it? Would you agree with this? Do you feel like Amsterdam is a city made by children? I just have a theory. I have a theory. I think that there was a big group of children and they got together and they're like, let's make a city and let's fill it full of our favorite things. Our favorite things. So we're like, what's your favorite thing? And one autistic child was like, boats. And they were like, let's put the boats everywhere. Boats, unnecessarily big boats. There was a fucking pirate ship in a canal. I had no idea how it got there. The mass was like 10 times the size of the bridges next to it. I have no idea how it got there. And they're like, let's do that. Let's put the boats everywhere. What else do we like? What else do we like? We like drugs. Drugs everywhere. Drugs out the wazoo. Weed shops every fucking corner. And they're like, well, if we're going to get high, what else do we need? They're like, we need sweets. They put the candy stores. They put the sweets. They put the sweets fucking everywhere. And they're like, I don't know. What do we need to do to round this off? What do we need to do to round this off? And one kid in the corner, he was like, sex. They're like, we got you. We're going to give you an entire district for that shit. I love that. I love that. I was also, I'm just going to run through some traveling shit. I was in Scotland. I was in Scotland past August, and I got to say, I fucking love the Scots. I love everything that the Scots are about. My favorite thing about the Scots, they have like this delicacy, this thing that they eat all the goddamn time, and it's called a digestive biscuit. Yes. Yes. Cheers for a digestive biscuit. I fucking love digestive biscuits. They eat them in the morning. They're good for digestion. They eat them in the afternoon after a meal. Good for digestion. Before the tea, after the tea, all the goddamn time. It's good for digestion. You know what they're called in America, a digestive biscuit? It's a fucking shortbread cookie. The Scots, they've normalized all day cookie eating. It's fucking amazing. And I 30 seconds? I have 30 seconds? I'm on my period right now. I'm on my period, and I gotta say, I don't like to be wasteful. I never like to be wasteful when I'm on my period. Tampons are expensive, so I like to use the tampon to its very last drop. I don't want to pull out a tampon and see a speck of white on that tampon, you know? And the worst situation is when you're on your period, you have to shit all the fucking time. It's the worst. It's, you know, it's the worst. And you have to make a decision sometimes. Am I going to change my tampon, or will I live with a shit-covered string in my underwear for the next 6 hours? And I hated this. And I was ranting. I was ranting to a guy friend. I was like, this is such a fucking problem. What am I supposed to do? It's so annoying. And he looked at me. He was like, why don't you just hold the string forward when you wipe? I wanted to be so mad. I wanted to be fucking furious because you guys don't experience that. You don't bleed out of your dicks once a month. But honestly, in the 10 years of having a period, I'd never thought about that. And I don't want to say it. But honestly, guys, I think we might be a little bit irrational in our periods. My name's Emma. Thank you.
Emma Brennan, yay! I'm voting for you for the normalized all-day cookie eating. That is, you can be my president. I can't wait. Your next comedian, clap your hands together, everybody, for Dominic Delgado!
You guys, I'm trying to do new things, and got to say that Hitler was right. Art is hard. On that note, what if everything is just propaganda? Like, what if North Korea is a really cool place? And they've just been trying to keep us out of there for the longest time? Like, what if it's the greatest college party on the lower part of it and, like, retirement home, just saunas and baths? And they're just like, nah, it's military and everyone's fucked up. But everyone who escapes there, I don't know if you ever noticed, they never talk about who they left behind. It's always just like, no, it was bad, but it's just a propaganda machine. So I've studied a lot of languages. They're also hard, just like art. I've realized that Japanese, really simple. It's just a series of syllables. German, very similar to English. And let me just say, English is one of the dumbest languages that has ever existed. You can say things like, hey, you up for that? Yeah, I'm down. And that means the same fucking thing. We also have a bunch of apps, which can mean either a thing that's on your phone or a thing that you eat off a plate. It makes absolutely no sense to me. Apps have given us new words for things like kick me and snap me, which sounds violent and sounds threatening, but people will say it enthusiastically like, oh, you should totally snap me. And in this day and age, I suppose that makes a lot of sense because I used to talk about how if there was ever a smoker who like a lit cigarette on the floor that I wanted to grab them by the ears and spit in their mouth, and then I got called daddy one time, and it turned me off from the whole thing. Euphemisms are very strange because people will say things like, you clean up nicely, which really just means you dress like shit. But I feel like that's also a little underhanded compliment because that just means I'm probably looking naked. Probably not. More euphemisms. And people say like, oh, we're trying to have a baby. We're preparing everything. We're painting the walls. Yeah, I get how making a baby works. I feel like the only way that a guy is allowed to brag about an orgasm is by showing you like a fetal ultrasound. Yeah, there's more. I am on the apps, not just chicken wings, but also Tinder. And everyone talks about how it's a horrible place, but I've found it to be really nice because I recently got a match that's been blowing my mind. She's a doctor and like a part-time model, and a Nigerian princess, so I feel like she could be the one. We recently exchanged numbers. I got her phone number. She got my routing number. It was a match made in heaven. I really don't like dating. I'm not a fan of the concept. I'm not a fan of the practice. People will ask you questions, and they're always the dumbest questions, like, where do you work, or what are you into? But my favorite question I've ever been asked on a date is, what's your fucking problem? And I had mostly the autism. God. Called a lot of names in high school, like fag and cocksucker and other things. I don't know. I don't really listen to my dad much. No, my dad used to hit me a lot, and he would call me names, and it was bad. But you know what he never did? He never did the thing that you see on the internet now, is people feeding lemons to their children, like babies, who are like, oh, that seems sweet, smells nice. And then they eat it, and they have this look on their face looking at their parents like, you vile, giant, fucking, heinous monster. How dare you? The betrayal on their face. You know what they say? When life gives you lemons, never trust your fucking parents.
Yay! Dominic Delgado, that's an amazing tagline that you should make a shirt out of for merch. When life gives you lemons, never trust your fucking parents. All right, I'm going to say the next three people in a row just so that we can get, so we'll do Angela, then Jenny, then Sean, if that's okay. Okay, here we go. Your next comedian, put your hands together for Angela Sawyer. Yay!
Well, hi, that turns out to be me. Nice to talk to you. Come on in. You can come in the door. It's okay. We're just doing things in here. It's totally fine. My name's Angela. I am a middle-aged lady. Not usually I'm the only one in the room. That's how that works. But it's been pretty nice. I still have roommates. And this year I found out I could sweat from my eyelids. So it's going well for me. It's going real well. I don't want to freak you guys out, but I am hoping to die pretty soon. Pretty soon. I think this is a room full of comedians, so I don't think it'll freak you guys out too much to say that we've all probably contemplated suicide at some point. It's just a thing that happens. And for me, the time when I got closest was when I was 15 years old. That's the time that I got the closest. And that was a very difficult year, very difficult age to get close to suicide, because my attempt coincided with the Van Halen catalog. I don't know if you've ever come back down from an attempted suicide and then had to have Van Halen blast jump at you, but that is a difficult day. That's a difficult day. That's what I'm saying. You're shaking your head. It's okay. I will tell you this, it goes very well from what I just said. I don't have a therapist. Probably need one, considering what I just said out loud, but it's okay. Sometimes older people like me don't have therapists, and younger people are like, gross, you should get in therapy. And I get it. No big thing, but I am out here like JFK with the top down, you know, just one day at a time, just taking it slow, just going on a roll, you know? I have had one once. I had one when I was 18 years old, very long time ago, many years back now. Here's what happened. I moved out of my parents' house, and I didn't have anyone to go with me to get my first apartment. So I didn't know what to do. So I just like walked into a place and asked them if I could live there. And they were freaked out. They did not like that idea. So they told me that I needed a certificate of sanity to get an apartment. And I was 18 years old, and I didn't know they were lying. So I was just like, well, okay. they treated me like my wellness check bounced. That's what I'm trying to tell you guys. It was very odd. So I didn't know what to do. So I just called around asking to see if I could get a therapist, because I thought I had to have one for that. And it was so long ago, it was back in the late 80s, so long ago, there weren't very many therapists available through insurance, so I got assigned the therapist from the state jail. That's right, guess who doesn't care when your parents don't like you? It's the jail therapist, that's who, that is who, that is who it is. Good news about the jail therapist, if you get one ever, After 3 weeks, you are cured. They come back to you third weekend, and they're like, you've never killed anybody still? You're out there. And now I'm a middle-aged lady, and we're supposed to have baggage. But I got to tell you, folks, I have moved all the way in. I am here. There's that sound. So I got 45 seconds or so, I just want to tell you guys thanks. This has been really fun. See you soon.
Yay! Angela Sawyer! I totally get it. I'm going through menopause. I sweat from my eyelids. I had no idea you could sweat from your eyelids. I had no idea that was a thing. And you actually point, and it's true. It's so scary. I'm not crying. It's the sweat. And people are like, God, why are you always crying? No, these are hot flashes. This is going to happen to you. No one gave us the fucking memo. Did anyone give you the goddamn memo? No, nobody said anything. So we're giving you the memo. You're welcome. You're going to be wet in all the wrong places, and it's very confusing. Clap your hands for your next beautiful young woman. Sure, she still bleeds. It's Jenny Mullaney.
Thank you. I have a therapist. Thank God. But it's getting kind of awkward because I'm finding that I am attracted to my therapist. Which is weird because Dr. Taylor, not my usual type, smart, successful, attractive, sober, short, a woman. but I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to ask her out. If it gets weird, at least we can talk about it. I wanted to do all new material for you guys, but the jokes just aren't coming. Like me and my last relationship. I live in LA, but I actually used to live in the Bay. I lived in Berkeley, because not to brag, but that's the college I dropped out of. I was hanging out in the Castro, and I pointed that way. Like, I know which way the Castro is. I don't think it's that way. No idea. I was hanging out in the Castro, and not to be a Karen, but there was someone very unladylike in the ladies' room. Made me really uncomfortable, left the toilet seat up and everything, no shame. You know what kind of people I'm talking about. Bulimics. Really bad. I'm not... You like that one. Thanks, Sarah. I'm not transphobic, but I also can't say that I am a fan of the Trans America Pyramid Building. What else is going on? Oh, so I don't even know if this is a joke, but maybe Pam can give me a punch. I thought it was called Indigenous Peoples Day, but apparently it's not. Not if you are staying in North Beach. It is still Columbus Day there. all over. Columbus Day parade, places closed. I used to teach competitive dancers for about 20 years. And people always ask me, they're like, are the moms anything like that show Dance Moms? And I'm like, oh, no, of course not. They're much worse. Does Emerson have a future as a professional dancer? When can she move up to the next level? Why is she still in the class with Avery? Like, actually, I've been meaning to talk to you about little Emerson. I don't think she has a future at the ballet bar, but I do think she may have one on the pole. When Beyonce comes on, Emerson's doing one too many body rolls. Surfboard. She something. It was really cute when my students found out I was getting into comedy. They're like, oh my gosh, Miss Jenny, you're gonna have a Netflix special. And I can be like, my dance teacher has a Netflix special. And I was like, isn't that so cute? She thinks I'm gonna have a Netflix special and still show up to teach her dance class. Kids are dumb. I actually love children. I really do. I love them so much. I dated one for 13 years. And I knew the relationship was coming to an end when sex felt like an awkward group project. I was like, really paired up with this guy again? Can we go in different rooms, work independently, and say we did it together? I'll even do your part for you, give you credit. Because I know I can get it done faster and you're going to fuck it up anyway. I was always finishing the part he couldn't. Me. So I did what any girl in my position would do. I packed up his things, threw him out on the front lawn, and kept fucking him. I'm Jenny Mullaney. That's my time.
Hey, Jenny Mullaney, hooray. dance moms. I would want to see you do like a double turn up there, but it's too scary of a stage. It's like, but we have liability insurance here, so it's okay. Thanks, Jenny Mulaney. Yay. So next up, we've got Sean Rosa. Yay.
Hi. Thank you so much, everybody. For my whole life, I've suffered from really intense social anxiety. And I know a lot of people don't want to listen to a tall, some might argue strikingly handsome man in his 30s come up here and talk about how talking to people is hard. But I have to say, it's either that or I spend a considerable amount of time talking about how I didn't find out until this year that I had an eating disorder. So let's keep social anxiety on the docket, shall we? Yeah, I've always taken very unconventional approaches to try to alleviate my social anxiety. Like in middle school and the start of high school, I only had one friend. His name was Frankie. And Frankie was a few years older than me because I was a sophisticant. And when I was about 15, Frankie did this thing where he started selling drugs. And I considered helping him sell drugs to help alleviate my social anxiety. Yeah, it was a flawless plan. It was just like, yeah, I'm going to start selling drugs so that I can meet new people, make new friends, so I don't have to hang out with this drug dealer. And then when I was 16, Frankie robbed me at gunpoint. So I think I should have taken him up on the whole selling drugs thing, because I didn't get to make any new friends. So my friendship portfolio decreased by 100%. Yeah. Like you mentioned, it's Indigenous Peoples Day, and I've been thinking a lot lately about the concept of cultural appropriation, and I know a lot of white people are very, very incensed by the idea of cultural appropriation. They say things like, oh, are we just not supposed to share cultures? We're all just supposed to keep to ourselves. Is that it? And it's like, no, that's not it. It's just that the thing is, like, the sharing of cultures has to be reciprocal. There needs to be reciprocity in it. And white people, we don't share anything. That's our business model. That's how it's always been. And I know a lot of it has to do with colonialism and racism and greed. But I think there's this percentage of it where it's just like, we're all just kind of afraid to admit that a lot of our stuff kind of sucks. You know, it's like, oh, what do you call this? Rock and roll? Well, have you any interest in Civil War reenactments? Which side do you want to be on? Yeah, it's like, you know, you see white people with dreadlocks all the time. And I know some people would be like, oh, there's dreadlocks in a lot of different cultures. But I think when you see a white guy with dreadlocks in like a tie-dye Bob Marley shirt and like cargo shorts, I don't think that guy is like really representing like his Norse heritage. You know, the old Viking tradition of having your parents pay your rent.
Yeah.
Like, you see white people with dreadlocks all the time. You will never see a black guy with a mullet. Because the mullet is for no one. Paul McCartney couldn't pull off the mullet, and he's the coolest guy we've ever had. You know? Yeah, in the mid-70s, a Beatle showed up with 50s in the front and 60s in the back, and everyone was like, are we 100% sure that Ringo didn't write Hey Jude? All right, that's it for me, everybody. Thank you very much.
Sean Rosa, everyone. That was great and a completely different set than I saw yesterday. You're fucking hilarious, dude. Hey, you're next. We've got, let me kind of let you know what the list is happening right now, just so everybody knows. So that was Sean Rosa. Next is Lydia Manning, then Ezra Lux, Gary Hughes, Mark Neuer, Tracy Wynn, and then Lauren. Okay. So next up right now, put your hands together for Lydia Manning.
White people don't share anything except for our significant others. I'm from Portland. Everyone's poly. We're all poly. We're ethically non-monogamous, which I hate because, like, when is anything ethical, like, the fun option? I don't like that. I wasn't in an open relationship for a bit. It was actually, like, an open relationship that was also long distance, so it was really just a phone addiction. That's all it was. I noticed myself in an open relationship, I didn't get so much jealous as, like, judgmental. I was like, it was hierarchical. So I'm like, I'm your main. I'm your, like, you go out there, you're representing me. I felt like a coach or a parent. I was like, what do you mean she went down on you and you didn't reciprocate? Like, I don't want people out there pitying me. Get back to work. I realize I don't want to be like ethically non-monogamous. I don't want to be ethical. I want to be a fuckboy. Like a girl fuckboy. A frick chick. Because I like lying. I think lying is fun. I think sneaking is fun. I like to put on a little burglar outfit and just kind of like really good at tiptoeing. If you cheat on your significant other and you're not supposed to, and like it's like a one night stand, like the sex lasts 5 minutes probably. If you're like a straight woman, which I am because representation matters. All the other comics there are like white women who are bisexual, but that really just means they have an ugly boyfriend. I'm sorry I'm being so edgy. The sex lasts like 5 minutes, but the thrill of lying to someone you love lasts forever. So it's having diarrhea out my chode hole. I'm sorry, I just wanted to try something. I've always wanted to do that, and I was like, oh, it's now or never. Gotta do it. You guys, most of you don't know me, but I'm like, so I can be whoever I want up here. I'm trying to rebrand. I kind of want to be a stoner comic who, like, I don't want to have stoner jokes. I just want to have a stoner catchphrase, and it is be high. And I want to get to the point where my catchphrase is so prevalent that people say it for me. Like, I don't even say it anymore. I just be upstage, and I'd be like, you know what my favorite thing to do is when I have a day off? You know what my favorite thing to do is when I got to go to work? You know what my favorite thing to do is while I'm babysitting your infant? You know what my favorite thing to do is when it's a nice sunny day? I like to play Ultimate Frisbee. Real into it. I'm a big K-pop fan. I do not speak Korean. I feel like if I did, I would not be a big K-pop fan. Are there any other like fans, like K-pop tarts in here? When I listen to the, like Korean lyrics, I don't understand them, and so I like to think like, whoa, this means something. This is like deep. But what if, take like, when BTS, Bangtan Boys, when they're, yeah, you're a fan. when they go, YOLO, 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 YO, YOLO, YOLO, YO. What if you translate that to English and it means something stupid?
Yay! Lydia Manning! That was amazing. I almost choked a little bit. It's really fantastic. All right, put your hands together for your next comedian, everybody. It's Ezra Locks. Yay!
Hey guys, is this on? Pam, it's your birthday. Happy birthday. That killed some time. I don't know how old you are, Pam, so I'm just gonna guess like a number I know is wrong. Happy 93rd birthday. I had a friend recently that said to me, actually, I don't know if he's my friend anymore after he said this. He said, you look like this other friend of mine, and he looks like Ellen DeGeneres. Which I love because it's like an insult through another person. I had a really hard time opening this jar yesterday. I put like 3 hours into it. I couldn't get it to work. I thought sneaking up on it would help for some reason. That's not funny. Next joke. I'm a very lonely person. I've started thinking of new ways to like make friends. I've started non-sexually using chat roulette. I don't know if you know what chat roulette is. It's this website where they just put you with a random person to like FaceTime with. And it started out with such pure intentions, but now it's just all jerking off. And there's like two types of guys that are on chat roulette. It's either like super old guys that look like Santa, but are like jacked for some reason. Or like super rich, like Saudi oil tycoon guys that have like 9 pairs of sunglasses. And I'm fine with either. They're both my type. I don't really understand how it works. Like they'll say, they always open with the same question, M or F. I don't know what that means. So I always just say, seen any good movies recently? And their response to that is always the same. It's to start jerking off. And I'm like, I'll take that as a no. I just move on, ask them new questions like, how's the weather in Saudi Arabia? I was realizing recently, like, I was using Google Street View, which is weird because, like, nobody ever needs to use Google Street View. It's a very useless thing. And then I realized, like, how cocaine that idea is. Like, who came up with that? Like, okay, nobody ever uses Google Street View. But at some point, like 10 years ago, some guy at Google was like, hey, I know what we should do. Let's spend billions of dollars taking a photo of every street ever. That's not funny either. Shit. Let's see. Other things that I've thought of to combat loneliness. I've considered becoming an alcoholic. I don't think that'll help, but I can quit and then go to AA meetings. And those guys seem like really fun. my dad is in AA though, so that might be kind of an issue because I don't think we have that relationship yet. let's see here. Let's do one more. Hopefully this works. Let's see. So, I'm really a fan of playing that game, NBA 2K. I don't know if anybody's playing that game. It's like a basketball game and they let you like make your character look like anything you want. So of course I made him look like me. So he's like 5'8" and terrible. And the thing that I didn't realize is that the game just picks a voice because there's like a story mode and they already wrote that and they don't want to like record a bunch of voices for it. So they just have one voice option and it's like clearly a black guy. But I already made my character and he looks like me, which is not good. Because I just imagine that that character is just going around constantly getting yelled at for being racist. I don't get it though. Like, did the makers of the game, they were like, yeah, nobody's ever going to want to make an unathletic Jewish character. They're already killing it in the real NBA. Anyway, that's all I got. Thanks, guys.
Yes, relax, everyone. Hooray. All right. Your next comedian. It's been a while since I've seen you, and I'm so glad that you're here. Yeah, clap your hands together, everybody, for Gary Hughes. Yay.
Hey, I'm Gary. I'm from Oakland. If you ever been there, it's across the bridge. Real hood place, the only place where the clock tower doesn't work. It's been 5-11 for like 10 years straight over there. I was like, somebody got to put some batteries in that clock tower. And we all network as comedians, right? People always hand out cards, the whole Vistaprint thing. And I got a card, and usually it has your skill set, right? So I had a person's card. It was like, all right, I'm a photographer. I was like, okay, for sure. Like juggler, I was like, all right, sure. Then it said activist. I was like, what? Is that a skill? Like, how am I supposed to utilize that? Like, do I get like my flight canceled by Southwest and then be like, all right, I know just who to call. Let me call my activist friend. Hold on. This will be on the news by 5 o'clock. I got caught up in, you know, it's got to be careful with language. I have a nephew and his my sister told me, she said, hey, make sure no girls stay the night over there. He's in high school. I was like, all right, no problem. So I go in there in his room. It's like 10 at night. It's like, hey, she got to go home. And she was like, they said, hey, I don't identify as she. I'm trans. And you know when somebody, like, gets you caught up in words, you just get so angry. I was like,
Anybody that can get pregnant by sperm need to leave the premises now. You know what the hell I meant. You didn't have to say, like, trying to, you know I wasn't trying to offend you, little girl. Anyway. Anybody get flashbacks when they see dog posters, missing dog posters? I just keep thinking about slavery. I'm like, yo, that's where it started. Now they using dogs as these damn. Anyway, never mind. I'm not going to do that. That's half-baked. That's called a half-baked idea. I run a show in Walnut Creek with my friend Lily and Sam, and we were doing some marketing stuff, you know, went to coffee shops to put up on a bulletin board, and it was no room on one bulletin board except there was like a missing person poster, and I was like, let me see what date that is. January. I'm sure they found them by now. They just never take them down after they find them, you know what I mean? Anyway, stupid. Found out there's new parenting ways. Growing up, my mom, when she didn't have time to anything, she do anything, she'd be like, yo, I ain't got the time. I just don't have the time, Gary. Leave me alone. But I saw this lady, she's reprimanding her child, and you know, instead of saying time, she said, hey, Jimmy, I don't have the bandwidth to deal with you right now. I don't have the bandwidth, okay? She just kept saying the bandwidth. Anyway. I was like, all right, that's tripping. Found out there's yoga competitions. Yeah, they are. I've been watching a lot of Netflix, man. And it's a yoga competition in New York. And who are the judges? You wouldn't believe it. Just white women. Just white women judging if you stretch. That's not zen enough. That position wasn't zen enough. It's a weird thing. It's just a stretching competition. And you just got to hold the pose for 2 minutes. Anyway. It was very weird to find out more on that in upcoming news. I'm all about women's rights, you know, raised by a single mom. So it's big ups to her, you know. Susan B. Anthony, great. She did good for women's rights. I will quote her, and I'm paraphrasing, but she said, bicycles have emancipated women more than anything in the world. And I was like, oh. What's up with the ladies in Saudi Arabia? Just give them a bunch of Schwinn's and they can just be free, you know, make sure they cook dinner at night. Anyway, stupid joke. All right, my name's Gary Hughes. Thank you so much. Happy birthday, Pam.
Yay, Gary Hughes. Second wife eyes down. Yes. Love Saudi Arabia. All right. Can you hear the sarcasm in my voice? Your next comedian. I'm so excited that he's here. That he's moved back from an undisclosed location and now he lives here in the Bay Area again. So exciting. Clap your hands together, everybody, for Mark Neuer. Yay!
Thanks. I love a crowd. Happy birthday, Pam Benjamin. I love you so much. I live inside of a strip club so that you don't have to. You're welcome. I'm getting older. I know I'm getting older. I feel my bones. I know I'm getting older because I've been looking up candles, new candles online, browsing for candles. I know I'm growing up. I was looking on Amazon for different candles, scents, flavors, different candles. One of them was Alabama, the scent of Alabama. My room already smells like Alabama. I smoke cigarettes and jerk off for hours at a time in my room. It smells just like Alabama. It smells like cigarettes and incest, my room. This lovely smell of Alabama. What kind of candle is that? What kind of candle is that? I'm from like Stockton, Modesto. Can you imagine a Stockton candle? It smells like dead people and cow shit. Just like home. Good. I am from Stockton. A lot of people don't know where Stockton is. Most of the time they don't. Like people just, they don't know where Stockton is. I get real frustrated. This one time after a show, this guy came up to me after the show. He's like, hey, Mark, I've been to Stockton. I know Stockton. I've been to Stockton. I went to rehab in Stockton. Like going to Epstein Island to stop fucking kids. It is. I really want to eat one of these donuts. I can't. I have a whole neck injury, facial injury. I was trying to suck my own cock, and I threw something out. I was able to suck my own cock though, because all you have to do is just throw it out. Right, it's just hard to put it back where it started, and now I can't chew very well. Yeah. God bless. That's right. I've been saying God bless a lot more recently because I'm tired of her damning everything. Thank you. Do you know that today is, it's actually three different things. It's Pam's birthday, woo. It's also, I don't know which one comes first. Is it Indigenous Day or is it Columbus Day today? I don't know. Which one? Which one comes first? The egg or the chicken, right? Which one's first? I have no idea. Of course. Thank God. Hey. Okay. Christopher Wallace, huh? And when you say we, you mean not me, right? Because I don't know who the fuck that is. So God bless you. Yeah. I figured as much. I wasn't trying to hide that fact from you. Not like I wore blackface on stage today. I'm not trying to hide the fact that I'm white, okay? Very, very white. I invented peanut butter, okay? Yeah, it was. That was the joke, brother. Come on, man. Fuck, dude. Sick and tired of it. Tired of wasting people's time. Tired of dating. I just want you to pee on my face. All I want. And I don't know how to talk about that over a first date. How are we supposed to talk about that over breadsticks and soup? Some of you are looking at me like, it's squirt, Mark. I don't care what it is or what you call it. Put it in my mouth. Thank you. Cool. My name is Mark Neuer. Have a great night.
Mark Neuer, everyone. Let me run down the list so that we know what's happening in the future thus far. So we just have Mark Neuer. Then we're going to go Tracy Wynn, Lauren Kraut, Alan Moreau, Ian Langlands, Brady Pearson, Devontre Coleman. So right now, clap your hands together, everybody, for Tracy Wynn. Yay!
I'm seeing my partner's father after this, so I got to dress professionally, but got the German footwear from the ankle down, though. Socks with sandals. Happy birthday, Pam. I'm so glad you were born. Yo, Pam just came out as non-binary, everybody. Yeah. I think she cut off her dick. So Pam's been a bro since day one, actually. She's got big kahunas. Pam, funny enough, runs the biggest seminary in San Francisco. Fun fact. I call it a seminary because all of us would rather be fucking right now. All of us in this room would rather be making a deep connection with someone intimately. And yet we're up here telling jokes. 'Cause it fills a hole. This donut. I just heard that crypto.com laid off 2,000 people just now. Okay? Crypto's dead. Fake money is dead. Now if you want to buy drugs, you have to have a personal relationship with your dealer. Okay? Yeah, and it's going back to favors. It's always been about favors. Reference calls? That's a favor. So... friendship on the blockchain. Devontre, you're unclockable. You know that? You're unclockable. What do you laugh at? Like, what do you even laugh at? Okay, got it. Okay, I have a sneaking suspicion that anybody who's ever committed suicide by hanging in a Parisian hotel botched solo BDSM session. I like to be choked too, okay? I like to be choked too, and sometimes I don't want to ask for help. All right? Yeah, room service didn't get there in time. And then the optics, because you have a teenage daughter, are he was sad. He was alone. In reality, the man was drinking like lizard blood, okay? He couldn't get off any other way. He had to off himself. Anyway, I don't know. I'm still working on that. Dude, Bourdain. Bourdain, R.I.P. What do you guys think about going feral? What do you guys think about going feral as a movement? Going back to nature. Going back to nature. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, because if all cops are pigs, who's going to enforce the laws? Who's going to be Saturn? Who's going to be that daddy that tells you not to do something? No one. So, okay, that's been my time. Thank you so much.
Don't listen to daddy, everybody. Tracy Wynn. Yeah, your outfit is so fun with the golfer hat and the shoes. You're just perfect. You're perfect. Have the best time and the skinny leather thing, killing it. Just describing for the radio listening audience. All right, your next comedian is hosting the show tonight at the Bar on Dolores, and she's super funny and wonderful. Clap your hands together for Lauren Kraut. Yay!
Happy birthday, Pam. Yay! Hope you guys can come to the bar tonight for some partying and comedy, and Pam's going to headline, and it's going to be fabulous. We have a couple of surprises. We have donuts over here. Ooh, look at them. They're cute. How to count them. There are six left for your listening pleasure. Okay. I'm working on this one. It's how do we begin? I think a lot about death lately, and I'm waiting for it to come, and I'm wondering when it's going to come because I'm getting old. My birthday's on Friday, and I don't want to say how old I'm going to be, but I play this game with myself, which you may or may not find endearing. I see these city ambulances, and they have numbers on them, and I look at the number, and I say, that's the age I'm going to be when I die, and it can be anywhere between the fleets run for like 50s to 92, I think I've seen. And if it's below the age, I'm going to be 67. So if it's below that and I see something that says 53, that's how many days I have left. But if I see one that has like 70 or 72, that's the age. So it's here they come now. Sooner than I expected. What number? What number was it? It was a house. Oh, damn. That's perfect. See, that's the ambulance, the city ambulance is in. So it's adorable, right? Because it's a game, but it has a purpose because it keeps me on track. It keeps me in the moment, in the present. And I play TikTok. So I say this to you. It makes me think, why am I here? So I say this to you. Why are you here? Are you doing what you want to do? It's a heavy, heavy kind of thing for a birthday. I'm jumping ahead to Friday, I guess. So I'm thinking about being older. But anyway, that's not funny. And we will strike that from this set. What else? The first thing anyone sees about me now, it obviously, is that I'm old. And I hate that. And I argue to say that old precedes female. You see that I'm old, that I'm a female. Because we even say old lady, it's not lady old, unless it's in Spanish, and then I think it's señora mejor. But there's also race. At what point do you think white, before lady or after? Before old or after? Which came first, the chicken or the old lady? And did you know that LOL also stands for little old lady? Or in my case, little old lesbian? And an LOL is an urging to grandma to enjoy the fuck out of life. Laugh out loud, little old lady. Why you still can? That's what you could be telling me. I had somebody on the street yell at me, LOL, after I did that joke one time from here. I was like, yes, little lesbian. So what I had another one. Yeah, what was it? Oh, damn, I can't remember. All right. I'm... Ooh.